Welcome to Beauty and the Bride, the podcast series for chic, romantic brides who want to look gorgeous and still look like themselves on their wedding day. Beauty and the Bride brings you insider secrets to the best in bridal hair, makeup and skincare, as well as need-to-know beauty brands, must-have products that really work, plus pro artist tips and tricks to looking and feeling stunning on your special day.
In today's episode of Beauty and the Bride, I've got your guide to how to use hair extensions to get a completely natural result on your wedding day.
This is Beauty and the Bride with Victoria Northbrook.
If you're dreaming of long, luscious locks on your wedding day, but your hair's more blah than a wet Sunday, then it really is time to consider hair extensions. They give you longer, thicker, fuller hair that looks completely natural and gives you so many more options and choice for your wedding day hairstyle. They also add length, and they're a terrific way to add volume and body to fine and thinning hair. And they do work for all face shapes and all ages. Depending upon the type of extension you choose, you can have stunning long hair for your hen night, your wedding day and your honeymoon for up to 6 months after your big day. You just need to know your wefts from your clip-ins, and with a little insider knowledge you can get your dream bridal hairstyle for your wedding day. So let's start with temporary hair extensions. Clip-in extensions are temporary, and just like the name suggests, they can be clipped into your own hair whenever you like. They're ideal for your wedding day if you don't want the commitment of longer wear fitted extensions. It is important to choose the right bridal hairstylist who's experienced with fitting extensions to kind of avoid those telltale bumps in the hair that can be caused by the extension clips. You need to choose a bridal stylist that can place your clip in the extension strategically just where you need them for your individual bridal style and create length and thickness that looks really natural. And you need to match your clip-in hair extensions to your own natural hair shade. If you are looking to change colour, then you need to do that before you purchase your extensions in order to get a true match. Now, curled and wave styles are perfect for blending your clip-in extensions with your natural hair, and they do look very effortless on that sort of half-up, half-down look. Now, the second type is synthetic hair. These are more affordable, but you have to choose carefully as most don't tolerate heated styling over 120 degrees. And synthetic hair does tend to be a bit more detectable and can sometimes be difficult to blend with your natural hair. It's kind of got an almost shiny texture to it that can look a little unnatural. So I always recommend invest in human hair extensions. They're always going to be your best bet. So after the temporary clip-in option, you've then got semi-permanent hair extensions. These are more discreet and virtually undetectable. They're long-lasting and they can be styled just like your own natural hair. They're applied to your own hair strand by strand, and they can last for many months with the right aftercare. And they really do give you endless choice when choosing your perfect bridal style for your wedding day. You never want to skimp on the quality of hair you buy or for the fee that you're going to pay for an experienced professional to fit your hair extensions. You want to have a consultation, because that's going to tell you whether the stylist that you've selected is fully experienced and knowledgeable and able to give you advice on your specific hair type and what's the best application method for you and your lifestyle. I'm afraid there are quite a few people out there who are not qualified hairdressers. They seem to have taken like one day courses. They advertise their services, but you really do want to avoid them at all costs. So when should you have your semi-permanent wedding hair extensions fitted? Well, ideally 2 to 3 weeks prior to your wedding day. This is going to give you time to get used to wearing them and caring for them. If you're planning to have colour, make sure you have that done first so that your hair extension specialist can do a perfect colour match for you. Now, I'm not going to lie, extensions do take extra effort, but they will last up to 8 months, and with the right products and maintenance, you can get a tailored plan for aftercare for everything you need, and it will last long after your honeymoon. The price always depends upon the amount of hair, the quality of hair, the length of hair. So this is going to be dependent on the style that you want, whether you want it short-term or long-term. Find yourself a qualified professional hair extensionist who can create a bespoke plan for you with a tailored guide to the best type of extensions for you, and that will guarantee that you have beautiful bridal hair extensions that look effortlessly natural and the hair of your dreams on your wedding day. So I hope that quick guide has helped you get an overview of the best kind of hair extensions that might work for you on your wedding day. And I hope it's taken you a step closer in your countdown to getting gorgeous for your wedding day. Okay, until next time, bye for now.
Beauty and the Bride was presented by Victoria Northbrook, with audio production by Harry Bly. Make sure you subscribe to the Beauty and the Bride podcast so you don't miss out on more top tips and the best bridal beauty inspiration. If you'd like to book Coco Bella for your wedding hair and makeup, then visit www.cocobellabride.com.